Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you are transferring?
Justina Strauss.
Okay. And this is her phone number of 631-316-1934.
Yes.
Okay, you can transfer. Thank you. Hi.
Hello.
Hi there. And she said Justina, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Justina. My name is Jeremy Perlman. I am speaking to you on a recorded line in regards to the Depra Provera lawsuit. And you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. And you do not already have an attorney in regards to this claim, right?
No, not yet, but a lot of people have been calling me.
Yeah, we can definitely get assist you with this. And you are willing to affirm you have not signed any papers or documents in regards to this, correct?
Yeah.
Right. And you are, of course, filing the claim for yourself. And you are a resident of the United States, that is correct?
Yeah.
All right. And you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, that is correct?
Well, I was diagnosed with meningioma, but it wasn't, I mean, we didn't know that it could have had something to do with the Depo.
Yeah, that's no worries. How long did you take the Depo for?
I was getting it probably from when I was 16 to 20.
Okay, so about 4 years. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
What was the date of diagnosis for the meningioma?
So now, like, I have a meningioma, like, external on my knee, and I also have in my brain.
Mm-hmm. The brain one. When would that diagnosis have been? Just rough estimations.
Rough estimate, probably. Hold on, let me put this together. Probably like 7 years ago.
Okay. So about, let me do the math on that. 2024. So about 2017.
Yeah.
Would that have been early in the year, middle of the year, or late in the year of 2017?
It was before I moved, the beginning of the year.
Okay. So I'll put January then, no worries. And then what is your date of birth?
4/10/87.
All right. And any other loved ones or family members take Depo Provera and were later diagnosed with meningioma?
No.
Okay. And then you did consume the brand name contraceptive injectable Depo Provera, that is right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Did it say Depo Provera on it?
I think so, yes. I mean,
okay.
I wasn't the one giving it to myself.
Yeah, you went to the doctor. To the best of your knowledge, it would have been the brand name.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you did use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum, that is correct?
Yep, 3 years.
All right. And then within 1 year, you can confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of these can be redundant. I'm sorry. And then you did take Depo Provera sometime between 1992 till up until you were diagnosed. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you said you started using, that would have been what year?
2004.
Okay. Started using it in 2004. Okay. And then when did you stop? What year would you say? 2007?
Yeah, it was like 4 years later.
3 or 4 years. Okay. I'll put 2003 to 2007 then. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know we are speaking about female contraceptive and birth control, but can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then first name.
Can you hold on?
Yeah.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. And then.
That's so funny.
Huh?
Your Depo lawyer.
No, I will. We will get you a very good attorney in regards to this. The firm we work with is very good, A4D. Just to make sure I'm spelling everything right. That's why I'm being very fastidious about all these spellings. And then first name, Justina, Justina. Okay. And what's your last name? They didn't send me that information over.
Strauss, Straus.
Okay. Just one S, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're not a junior, senior, first, second, or third. That is correct.
Correct.
Okay. And then what is your social? And if you do not feel comfortable, you can just provide the last four.
9433.
9433. All right. And then what is your best email address, Justina?
J.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last name, Straus. Mm-hmm. 1430 at gmail.com.
1430?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so J Strauss, 1430 at Gmail. Okay, spelled that right. Best, this is the best number to reach you on, 631-316-1934, and this is a mobile phone, I'm taking it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Justina, what is your best physical mailing address?
381
mm-hmm.
Lillian, Lillian,
mm-hmm.
Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And the zip code is 11741, Holbrook, New York.
Thank you so much. And this is a house, no apartment or unit number?
This is a house.
Okay, thank you. Holbrook, and that is Suffolk County, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All that I got correct, okay. And then what is the diagnosing doctor's name for the meningioma? Or the facility you went to?
I went to South Shore Neurologic, but they are called,
what
now?
What city was it that you saw them in?
Patchogue, New York.
Patchogue? Yeah, I see right here. Yeah. NYU Langone South Shore Neurological Association. It's Patchogue.
Yep.
Yep, I got it. On Medford Avenue?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'll just put that down as the facility and the doctor's name and then the facility address. And they're the same place that is treating you, correct?
Yep. Still, yes.
Okay.
I haven't gotten a scan in a while, though, so I am probably due for one.
I was just going to say that you should go. It's better to, do it before,
I actually have to reach out to them today. Actually, I got to put that on my list of things to do. I have to reach out to them today because I have some other stuff going on.
Okay. And then, do you remember the prescribing doctor?
Let's say Dr. Zhen, Xain.
Mm-hmm. In New York?
I don't know that. Yep, and at Langone.
Langone, okay.
Yeah, it's at that neurologic.
Oh, it's at the same place? Okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you. Okay. Dr. X, let me make sure I spelled that right. Xain, right?
Yep.
Okay. Dr. Zane, or Zen, not sure exactly, I'm sorry. And then same address, Medford. This is their number. And then what pharmacy do you go to?
CVS in Holbrook.
Is it the one?
Probably use.
It can be any. They all have the same records.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Would it be the one you go to? Is it the one on, there's?
Main.
On Main? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I found it right here. 305 Main Street. One second. Pulled it up by me. And then 470 West Main Street. That is right. Or 503 West Main Street. East Main Street.
I think it's 503.
500. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all that. they're all the, like I said, they're all the basically the same record. So 503 CVS Pharmacy. It always cracks me up too, because the you know, the pharmacy's not where you would have been getting the depo either. It was from the doctor. I don't know. It always riddles me why we have to put the pharmacy.
Maybe I mean,
it's probably just record. It's probably just for records' sake. Yeah. And then there are medical records that exist at Langone South Shore Neurological Associates, correct, for your diagnosis.
All my records from the beginning, yeah.
And you don't have any of the records on you per se, but they're just to be at the doctor's.
I probably have some scan records.
Okay.
I would have to give me an email address. I could I could look.
When the attorneys are going to call you in like probably 24 to 48 hours and just confirm what we went over, and then they'll pull the records themselves. Don't stress out about it. They'll do everything. So they just want to know, because if you have the records, then they don't even have to pull them. You could just send them. But if it's a stress, don't even worry. They'll do it. And then
I relocated. I just had to move them, so I'm pretty sure I have them.
No, if you come across them, it helps. If not, they can always pull them. It does not affect it. Don't worry. And then, would you like to add an emergency contact? It is not required, though.
No.
Okay. NA at Gmail. Okay. Let me do this. I'm going to confirm everything so I don't have to resend you these documents if anything was wrong, so that the attorneys can start pulling records right away. You would like to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. You do not already have an attorney in regards to it and never signed any paperwork in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. That is correct?
Correct.
All right. Finally, claim for yourself. You are a resident of the United States and you're unfortunately diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera.
Correct.
All right. And would have been diagnosed sometime in 2017. We just put early in 2017, so January of 2017. They just want a rough estimate, and that does sound correct, sometime in there.
Yeah.
All right. And then your date of birth is April 10th, 1987.
Yeah.
All right. And then you did consume the brand name Depo-Provera contraceptive. That sounds correct.
Yep.
All right. And you used Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. And then you did get 4 injections prior to your diagnosis.
Yeah.
All right. And then you, of course, used Depo-Provera between 1992 and 2000, and 2000 when your diagnosis. You started using Depo-Provera sometime in 2003, stopped sometime in 2007. I know you, of course, are a female. First name, Justina. Last name, Strauss, Straus. That is all correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then is it okay if I repeat your last 4?
Yep.
9433?
Yeah.
Okay. Email is jstraus, Straus, 1430 at Gmail. This is the best number to reach you on, and it is a cell phone. That is right?
Yeah.
All right, address of 381 Lillian Boulevard, Holbrook, New York, 11741.
Yeah.
All right, and then diagnosing doctor, treating doctor is all the same. That would be NYU, Langone, South Shore Neurologic Associates in Patcho. That's the same name as the facility of the doctor. Address of 77 Medford Avenue in Patcho, New York, 11772. And then I have their phone number down here. That is all right?
Yeah.
And then no previous cancer diagnosis, correct?
No.
All right. And then I have the prescribing doctor, Dr. Zane, same facility, NYU Langone, same address. And Dr. Zane is Dr. X-A-I-N.
Yeah.
All right. And then CVS Pharmacy, of course. And that is the one on 503 East Main Street in Patchogue, New York. And then there are medical records that do exist for you. That is correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'm going to send you a text right now. That text will be a DocuSign. We'll complete it, and then I'll give the lawyers permission to start pulling the records. 1 second. Did I not hit submit? Hold on. Oh, I didn't hit submit. Okay, there you go. You should have just got a text. Did you get that?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So you'll just want to click on that link. That link will open up. When it opens up, you want to say yes or allow for consent, and then when that opens up, you'll hit the yellow start. It'll ask you to draw your signature. I'm sure you've done a DocuSign before. And then
yeah.
Once you get finished, let me know. Let me send you all the lawyer's information. because they'll be calling in about 24 to 48 hours. Get this open so I can get this. I see you're in it, so let me just make sure I have this ready to send. Me doing it quicker than I can send the message. Ah. Mm-hmm. Justina. Okay.
I hate these electrical signatures. They're so sloppy.
You can always do select style, which will just select the style and then it'll just confirm. And then it'll save like a pre one. And then you just tap all the rest and hit finish. In regards to the depot. Vera lawsuit, the lawyers. Lawyers at 4D will be calling you. I see you completed it.
Okay, so it's done.
Yeah, you're good. Let me just send you this message. So you have my number and the attorney's number. 9824. And then your number, again, just to confirm, is 631-316-1934.
Yes.
Okay. 48 hours. And then you should have just gotten a text right now from a 949 number. Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that is my direct number. So if you do not hear from them by, let's just say, Friday of this week, please do give me a call back on that number, and I can always ask for an update or have them reach out or transfer you over to them. All right? And that would be it for now. So they will start pulling the records and get this started, and most likely speak to you by Wednesday or Thursday of this week. But you do have a wonderful day. I thank you for your time. And again, I'm sorry for what you're going through with the meningioma and, of course, what the Depo-Vera could have caused. You, of course, did take it in the time frame, so you do have a solid case in regards to this. So, yeah, just let them get all the records, and they will be able to get this substantiated for you and prove and file your claim. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Of course. You have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye.